Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I want the next head coach to be someone that has experience and can push this group to the next level and win hockey games. And I think I have it in my mind exactly what I'm looking for, and that'll be starting today.
Sabres GM Kevin Adams speaking yesterday at length. Long presser. I listened to the whole thing. Got my review of it. In a word, I've got two words. Is it bad that my first thought of on in a word was two words? The two words are on target. He nailed it. Doesn't really mean he's going to nail the coaching hire, but you know, this is an organization that has come a long way since we want guys that want to be here. He didn't say that.
No.
He said
nothing along those
lines.
He
basically said the time for excuses is over.
Yeah.
And if you want him to express some humility, he did that on the Jack Quinn stuff. Like, we talked about all the options.
Yep.
When Quinn got hurt. We didn't know he was going to get hurt again. Could we have added? Yeah. We didn't. We didn't like the UFA numbers, or we didn't like the this or the that. Talking like, we discussed it. We decided not to, and that didn't work. He said, like, we're not in the playoffs. It didn't work. So, you don't necessarily like that he had a press conference about missing the playoffs and firing his coach. But I think the general tone of Adams was exactly what this organization needs more of. A lot more of.
Yeah. I think he hit every note that he needed to hit. Whether it was tone, whether it was... They're just words, right? But the words he needed to say that fans needed for, I think, investment or to feel engaged in the upcoming offseason, I think they got every bit of it. Even if it's just him saying, message to the players, it's go time, and we'll play that clip coming up at some point here. But talking about the arrogance, or what the players should not have any arrogance coming out of that locker room, we haven't done anything. Like, that's exactly the type of sentiment I think that's in the fan base right now. To hear that from Adams, I do think is what you needed for that moment. Again, it's just the words. The action's got to follow up in the offseason, but I think to get fans invested in the offseason, I think Adams did a really solid job. So now what? Because we know what he wants for a coach. I'm curious for the offseason now, where he said no more talk about this team being young. Well, interesting, because you got three prospects that all look like they're ready for their first shot at the NHL, and you're going to trade them? Is that the type of move you're looking for this summer? I'm just very curious to see how different this offseason could look than what their offseasons in the past have, which is more of along the lines of, we want guys that want to be here. Here are some depth signings. Connor Clifton. Like, I'm just very... He sounded mad. He sounded mad. Sounded motivated to, like, fix it and not just go with the status quo.
803-0550, get some calls in here. Paul in Buffalo leads us off as we connect with our fans. Brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, fellas. This was such an interesting presser to me. In many ways, it was my favorite press conference Adams has had. You guys know me. I've called a lot. Not the biggest Adams fan since he's been here. So I have some specific observations I'd like to make. He talked about, sounded like me in my call last week about Jack Quinn and the forwards having no standards. He said there just wasn't a high enough standard from this team from training camp to the end of the season. My question to that is, why did it take you so long to act then? I would think the coach sets the standard, and maybe at Christmas time when everyone else wanted the coach fired, it would have done something. He also made the observation that he wants a more abrasive bottom six. Then why on earth would you bring Tyson Jost back for $2 million, waive him, he clears waivers, and he makes it back to the team by the end of the season? He's the least abrasive bottom six player in the league, except for Victor Olofsson, who you managed to turn into a nobody from a 28-goal secondary scorer last year. My favorite part of the press conference, and this one I actually love from Adams, is he broke a narrative. In our Buffalo Sabres media pool, there just loves to be narratives created that sometimes have no basis in fact whatsoever. One of them, and two of them were broken at this press conference, one of them was that Terry Pegula wouldn't pay another coach, even though he's worth $8 billion, and he could make that money in a month. He wouldn't pay another coach, but that narrative was wrong. The second narrative was wrong that we were told all season is that this team changed their style of play. No one ever got into specifically what that is, because I think a lot of the people who cover this team couldn't specifically describe a hockey system if their life depended on it. The Buffalo Sabres break out by having their players skate in circles, gaining momentum and getting hit with a pass going forward in a hope to have speed going into the zone. The book on them came out this year, and a lot of teams were able to clog the neutral zone on them, and yet their forwards still tried to pass through it. Now, a lot of times their brilliant defensemen, and I mean brilliant, can make passes through the neutral zone like Owen Power and Rasmus Dahlin, and it abrogates that. But that's their system. And I don't think Mike Harrington could tell you that if his life depended on it. Mike, you were wrong. They never changed their system. They had injuries. They had an awful power play this year, but they didn't change their system. And I had to hear it all year long from people who really don't know the game as much as they think they do. They love to mock the fans of this team who know the game better than they do. And it's just Sabres beat reporter, you know.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Who else needs to be better than the Buffalo Sabres? The Sabres media pool needs to be better, too. Learn what you're looking at, Mike Harrington, Lance Lysowski, Paul Hamilton. Learn what you're looking at.
That said, Don Granato, during the season, did say they needed to get back to the way they played last year. Maybe not a different system. And Adams said that they didn't change the system, but they did have different points of emphasis. Yeah. And that might have gotten the way that they were middling it too much. That instead of being the team they were last year, and instead of being a team with a point of emphasis on, they had points of emphasis. You know, I don't know if that's like, hey, Joe, don't think of a white elephant. And now what do? You think of a white elephant all the time.
Right.
Points of emphasis get in your head, and can it change the way that you play said system that's the same system? Perhaps. The unbelievable drop-off in point production from nearly every player seems to indicate that perhaps the points of emphasis in the same system were not exactly positive points of emphasis to make.
Right. Which all falls under the umbrella of coaching.
Yes. And yeah. To the point about what Kevin Adams had to say on the day one of training camp, it's a question I asked Paul, and I don't know when we'll talk to Kevin Adams, but I think it's a fair question. You know, he said, if I ever thought changing the coach was the right thing to do, I would have done it. Okay, that's fine. So he never thought changing the coach was the right thing to do until the season was over. That's okay. Sometimes you arrive at that. My question would be, if you could do it over again, would you change it sooner? Because if you're ultimately going to arrive here,
yeah,
how can you not at least ask, should I have done this in December?
Right.
And if Seth Appert comes up, or whoever it might be, maybe we'd have been mad because, oh, Seth Appert's just now your coach, and you run the risk of Appert coming in, and it's okay, but do you want to bring him back next year or just throw him aside, a coach you like, when you go out and pursue your next head coach? So there are probably a lot of things at work there. But this organization could have ended its drought in any one of multiple years if they had changed the coach 3 months earlier and gotten a bump. Now, there's no guarantee they would have. But the 10-game win streak year when Housley just absolutely craters into the center of the earth in January, that season could have been saved. Wasn't saved by Bottrell. Could have saved a season with Bylsma maybe that year when they missed by not that much. Maybe it was 81 by the time it was over. Anyway, you know, if they had fired by Granato
yeah.
on January 13th and gone to Seth Appert. I don't know if they make the playoffs. There's no way to know that. But it's a card that NHL teams play. The Islanders played it.
Yeah.
And they did it. Lots of teams play that card. The Devils played the card and didn't make the playoffs.
One thing that was a little tough this year, and we've talked about this just as a simple point of fact about the team rather than something that impacts anything, but there was never a big losing streak. You know, like there was never the longest losing streak they had of the year was
it the first four. Was it the first four games of the year?
No, it was four okay. games between November or maybe it was also no, they won the third game.
Okay.
So it was four games between November 30th and December 5th. That was their only four game losing streak of the year. So, you know, like Kruger got fired after what was it? Lost 13?
It was 12.
12? Okay. Like that's how long it took for that. If there was no seven-game losing streak to where, like, you could have got there. I mean, you still could have done it. I'm not absolving them completely of you still could have done it. That might have been the chance. December 5th, you had lost your fourth game in a row. You were 10-14-2. There are teams that would have done it right there.
I want to look at what Edmonton's record got to when they fired Jay Woodcroft. Do you have that? I'm looking for
I'll
that
find
right
it.
Now.
I think it was really bad, though.
It was bad.
I'll find it. But, like, worse than even the Sabres ever got for a stretch. The worse than any stretch the
okay,
Sabres had this
but
year.
But that said, that's another example. And even though that might not have been the thing that pushed them to make the playoffs, because, again, their goalie figured it out instead of being horrible.
So he was fired on November 12th. And on November 12th.
They were 3-9-1.
They were 3-9-1.
Would the Sabres yeah. have fired Don Granato at 3-9-1? No.
I don't think so.
No, they wouldn't have. They would not. That's part of this point.
Yeah.
And I think it's a fair criticism, and I think it's something we always have to ask whoever the next head coach is. When you have this card to play, will you ever play it? They do not fire midseason. I mean, they did with Lindy.
Right. They did with Lindy, and they did with Kruger
at
only when it was 12 in a row. Yeah. They don't like doing it. They don't want to do it.
803-0550, our phone number. Love a little juicy offseason about the Sabres. It got better because,
yeah.
I mean, change is going to draw some eyes, and what they can do to land some credibility is, I mean, that's front and center. What's a credible idea? 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Jeremy and Joe, Tony, Greg, stick with us. We'll get to more of your calls. Paul Hamilton at 7:30 to recap. We'll talk some coaches, some ideas, whether that's Berube or Lindy Ruff, whose name is without a doubt going to be linked here, as it probably should be. So we'll chat about that and, of course, get you ready for the draft. With some big defensive names in for the Bills. We'll run through who they are, what you need to know about them as well. Join us on a Wednesday here on WGR.